Online assessments can provide a more inclusive and equitable environment for female students in STEM. It can help mitigate the gender bias that may exist in traditional classroom settings, where male students may dominate discussions or receive more attention. Online platforms can offer equal opportunities for participation, allowing female students to engage and contribute more comfortably. Online assessments may provide greater flexibility for female faculty members in STEM fields. The remote assessment methods can allow for a better work-life balance, potentially benefiting female faculty who often face additional responsibilities and challenges related to caregiving. It can enable them to manage their time more effectively and engage in teaching and assessment practices without being constrained by traditional in-person schedules. However, it's important to note that the impact of online assessment on gender can vary based on factors such as a cultural context, access to technology, and the implementation of supportive policies to ensure gender equity in STEM education. The impact of online remote assessment methodologies may also differ between STEM and STEM studies and non-STEM studies. Online assessment methods in STEM subjects can provide unique advantages. For instance, STEM disciplines often involve problem solving, data analysis, and computational tasks that can be effectively assessed using online platforms. Remote assessments can simulate real-world scenarios and laboratory experiments, enabling students to demonstrate their practical skills and apply theoretical knowledge in a virtual environment. While online assessments can be beneficial for non-STEM studies as well, certain disciplines may require different assessment approach. Subject that heavily rely on discussion, debates, or subjective evaluations may face challenges in replicating the same level of interaction and nuanced assessment online. Innovative strategies such as video-based presentations, synchronous discussions, or portfolio assessments may need to be implemented to ensure effective evaluation of non-STEM subjects. It's worth noting that the actual impact will depend on the specific nature of the courses, the creativity of the educators, for sure, in designing assessments, and the availability of suitable online tools and platforms for each field of study. Overall, while online remote assessment methodologies have the potential to enhance learning practice in both gender-inclusive and discipline-specific ways, careful consideration should be given to promoting equity, mitigating potential biases, and tailoring assessment strategies to the unique requirements of each field.